During his 5 days in Africa, President Bush spoke of rising prosperity and expanding peace on that continent. To help make it happen, the president has promised $15 billion to battle AIDS and HIV in Africa. But as NPR's Julie Rovner reports, that promise may be more rhetoric than reality.
From South Africa to Botswana to Uganda, Mr. Bush's message this week was the same. Here's what he told an audience at an AIDS clinic in Uganda.
You are not alone in this fight. America has decided to act. Over the next five years, my country will spend $15 billion on the fight to fight AIDS around the world, with special focus here on the continent of Africa.
That $15 billion is the amount included in an authorization bill the president signed with much fanfare in May. But Paul Zeitz of the Global AIDS Alliance says that bill is only a first step.
The authorization bill is a policy intent. It's not a commitment of money.
The actual money can only be provided as part of what's called the appropriations process. This week, two appropriations bills began moving in the Republican-controlled House of Representatives. Together, they'd provide just over $2 billion to combat AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria in the developing world for the coming year. That's only two-thirds of the $3 billion envisioned in the bill signed in May. One reason that's all Congress is providing, says New York Democratic Congresswoman Nita Lowey, is that it's all the president made room for in his official budget request.
I think the real concern is that the president is saying one thing in Africa and another back home in Capitol Hill. To give people the expectation that you're providing $3 billion per year when you just request $2 billion is really disingenuous and unfortunate.
In fact, says Zeitz, the president didn't really even ask for $2 billion. It was more like $1.5 billion.
The administration uses fuzzy math on this. They add AIDS research money. This is an ongoing program of AIDS research. It's nothing new. And they're just saying that that's part of this global AIDS work. Well, that's important work, but it's not putting AIDS medications in people's mouths to keep them alive.
Both Lowey and Zeitz say the president is threatening American credibility by promising more than he knows he can deliver.
When the president talked before the world at the State of the Union, when he signed the bill on May 27th, now on his trip, he's created the impression that America is stepping up to the plate. When people realize that there's only a small amount of new money and that the real money doesn't come until 2006 or 2007, that's 12 million more people that are going to have to die until the Congress appropriates the right level of funds.
Arizona Republican Jim Colby, who chairs the Appropriations Subcommittee responsible for providing most of the funding, defends the $2 billion he was able to put in his bill.
We're way above where we were last year, and we're above what the president requested for this year. We're almost 40% above last year's funding for international AIDS program. I challenge you to look around in the government and find very many programs that have increased by that amount.
Colby says he's confident that the entire $15 billion will ultimately be provided, even if not the full $3 billion for this year. But Congresswoman Lowey says she'll try to add the remaining $1 billion in the coming weeks as the bill moves through the legislative process. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.